This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Britain's defense ministry reported Monday Russian forces continued shelling the Donetsk and Luhansk regions in eastern Ukraine. The report added Ukrainian forces were repulsing several assaults, resulting in the destruction of Russian tanks, vehicles, and artillery equipment. The ministry statement also raised concerns about Russia's continued reliance on unguided bombs, with more indiscriminate attacks posing higher risks to civilians. Those reports come as Russia appears to be refocusing its military efforts towards eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned Ukrainians in his nightly address Sunday Russian troops will move to even larger operations in eastern Ukraine. He added Ukrainian forces will be ready and will answer. But as Russian troops step up operations in the east, refugees from Ukraine continue to arrive in Poland. Associated Press correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
As they cross Atmodaika on the Polish side, some refugees, mainly women and children, speak of the brutality of the conflict. 26-year-old Yarunkova says friends in occupied villages had told her Russian soldiers had been quiet initially, but they had become more violent towards citizens later, while a refugee from the Donetsk region says a lot of local citizens are evacuating. Everybody is waiting for the worst. The refugee agency UNHCR says around 4.3 million people have left Ukraine since Russia launched its invasion on February 24. More than half have gone to Poland. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
New Zealand announced Monday it is sending more aid for Ukraine's war effort, including a military transport plane and 50 support personnel. This is VOA News. Hong Kong National Security Police report Monday they have arrested a veteran journalist and former contributing writer with the now-shuttered liberal media outlet Stand News for alleged sedition. The police said in a statement their National Security Department had arrested a 54-year-old male for conspiracy to publish seditious publications and had detained him for further investigation. Local media identified the man as Alan Au, a veteran journalist and academic at the Chinese University of Hong Kong, who wrote columns for newspapers, including Ming Pao and the now-closed Apple Daily. The Reuters news agency reports it was not able to immediately reach Ao for comment. A crackdown on the media based on a sedition law that dates from the British colonial era, as well as China-imposed national security laws, has seen several media outlets raided by police and closed down, including the Apple Daily newspaper and the Stand News online news portal. Sedition is not among the offenses listed under a sweeping national security law imposed by Beijing in 2020. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to roll out a formal rule for reining in untraceable, privately made firearms that are increasingly showing up at crime scenes. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A year ago last week, the president said he wanted to see so-called ghost gun kits treated as firearms.
Which is going to require that the seller and manufacturers make the key parts with serial numbers.
The new rule will also require that buyers be subject to background checks. It will likely face heavy resistance from gun groups, as will the president's nomination of a new Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives chief. He's tapping former U.S. Attorney Steve Dettelbach after pulling David Chipman's nomination amid Senate opposition. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Twitter chief executive Parag Agrawal announced late Sunday the biggest shareholder in the social media platform, Elon Musk, has decided not to join the company's board. Musk, who calls himself a free speech absolutist and has been critical of Twitter, disclosed his majority 9.1% stake in the company's stock on April 4th and said he planned to bring about significant improvements at the social media platform. His appointment to the board was to become effective Saturday. But in his statement on Twitter, Agrawal said Musk had told him that day he will no longer be joining the board. Agrawal said, "I believe this is for the best. We have always and will always value input from our shareholders, whether they're on the board or not." He said the company will remain open to Musk's comments. Musk limited his response to posting on Twitter an emoticon of a face with a hand over its mouth. Repeating this hour's top news story, Britain's defense ministry reported Monday Russian forces continued shelling the Donetsk and Luhansk regions in eastern Ukraine. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Tucker.